would Imprigillo be reimbursed for the $15 million it had spent already? Would Holtzman Romagnoli honor the hundreds of contracts Imprigillo had already signed with suppliers and craftsmen? Who would be responsible for the cranes, the leases for which were costing thousands of dollars a day even with the site lying idle? Ditto for the scaffolding. And finally, could the partially built foundation designed by Guy Aulenti be adapted so that Aldo Rossi's Fenice could sit on top of it? Or could Rossi's design be altered to fit the foundation? The man who could have answered the last of these questions most easily was, tragically, unable to do so. Aldo Rossi had been killed in an automobile accident in September. He had run off a winding road while driving to his house at Lago Maggiore. His associates in Milan would carry on. Francesco D'Amosto, who had initially alerted Holtzman Romagnoli that grounds for an appeal existed, would serve as liaison between the Rossi studio, Holtzman Romagnoli, and the Comune of Venice. Guy Aulenti's reaction to the news of her unexpected expulsion from the Fenice project was to issue a terse comment. To my successor, good luck. It was, word for word, a proper thing to say, but in its brevity, it carried the message that she was throwing up her hands in disgust. Tonci Foscari's response was somewhat more graceful. He wrote a letter to the Gazzettino praising Aldo Rossi's design. He complimented Rossi on his decision to place the rehearsal hall on the ground floor, which could double as a small concert hall and enlarge the Fenice's audience. Foscari volunteered a few suggestions to the Rossi studio in line with increasing the profitable uses of the Fenice. He proposed, for example, adapting the Apollonian rooms so they could function independently for parties and after-theater dinners. This would require planning for extra bathrooms, a catering pantry, and emergency exits. Foscari offered his proposals as a natural evolution of Aldo's thinking, and, in the memory of that faraway smile that lighted his face, they seemed to me almost an act of respect. Gianni Agnelli said nothing at all about the court's decision, and this was true to form. "L'Avvocato is the owner of Juventus, the Turin soccer team," said Foscari. "Some weeks he wins, some weeks he loses. Complaining is not his style." Meanwhile, upon close inspection, Rossi's architectural plan was found to be in violation of certain Venetian building codes. In order for the construction to go forward, either the laws would have to be changed or exceptions granted. The relevant officials, however, promptly declared it would not be a problem. A more difficult issue was the privately owned building with the two apartments. The owners still refused to sell.